brought to you by Penguin.
The Warmth of Other Suns, the epic story of America's great migration by Isabel Wilkerson, performed by Robin Miles. To my mother and to the memory of my father, whose migration made me possible, and to the millions of others like them, who dared to act upon their dreams. I was leaving the South to fling myself into the unknown. I was taking a part of the South to transplant in alien soil, to see if it could grow differently, if it could drink of new and cool rains, bend in strange winds, respond to the warmth of other suns, and perhaps to bloom. Richard Wright. Part 1. In the Land of the Forefathers. Our mattresses were made of corn shucks and soft gray Spanish moss that hung from the trees. From the swamps we got soup turtles and baby alligators, and from the woods we got raccoon, rabbit, and possum. Mahalia Jackson, Moving On Up. Leaving. This land is first and foremost his handiwork. It was he who brought order out of primeval wilderness. Wherever one looks in this land, whatever one sees that is the work of man, was erected by the toiling, straining bodies of blacks. David L. Cohn, God Shakes Creation. They fly from the land that bore them. W. H. Stilwell. 1. Chickasaw County, Mississippi, late October, 1937. Ida Mae Brandon Gladney. The night clouds were closing in on the salt licks east of the Oxbow Lakes along the folds in the earth beyond the Yallabusha River. The cotton was at last cleared from the field. Ida Mae tried now to get the children ready and to gather the clothes and quilts and somehow keep her mind off the churning within her. She had sold off the turkeys and doled out in secret the old stools, the wash pots, the tin tub, the bed pallets. Her husband was settling with Mr. Ed over the worth of a year's labor, and she did not know what would come of it. None of them had been on a train before, not unless you counted the clattering local from Bacon Switch to Okolona, where by the time you sit down, you're there, as Ida Mae put it. None of them had been out of Mississippi, or Chickasaw County, for that matter. There was no explaining to little James and Velma the stuffed bags and chaos and all that was at stake, or why they had to put on their shoes and not cry, and bring undue attention from anyone who might happen to see them leaving. Things had to look normal, like any other time they might ride into town, which was rare enough to begin with. Velma was 6. She sat with her ankles crossed and 3 braids in her hair and did what she was told. James was too little to understand. He was 3. He was upset at the commotion. "Hold still now, James. Let me put your shoes on," Ida Mae told him. James wriggled and kicked. He did not like shoes. He ran free in the field. What were these things? He did not like them on his feet. So Ida Mae let him go barefoot. Miss Theney stood watching. One by one, her children had left her and gone up north. Sam and Cleve to Ohio, Josie to Syracuse, Irene to Milwaukee. Now the man Miss Theney had tried to keep Ida Mae from marrying in the first place was taking her away, too. Miss Theney had no choice but to accept it and let Ida Mae and the grandchildren go for good. Miss Theney drew them close to her, as she always did, whenever anyone was leaving. She had them bow their heads. She whispered a prayer that her daughter and her daughter's family be protected on the long journey ahead in the Jim Crow car. "May the Lord be the first one in the car," she prayed, "and the last out." When the time had come, Ida Mae and little James and Velma and all that they could carry were loaded into a brother-in-law's truck, and the 3 of them went.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?